Hello, humanoids. Welcome back to another episode of the Ready Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Humanoids, I've been waiting. For Lost in Space. Yeah, I know COVID threw everything back and off like a year or two now, but Netflix, why y'all be doing that, man? Y'all be having some nice shows, but then, you know, you guys only have like one or two seasons and then you go on to something new. Now, I gotta admit, the first and the second season of You, man, I enjoyed that. You know, even though it was a science fiction, I gotta tell you, I enjoyed You on Netflix. I enjoyed it so much that I've already watched both seasons twice, and I'm about to start watching it again. And I know some of you will be like, I can't do that. Well, let me tell you guys, back in the day, now mind you, I'm a huge Prince fan, and when Purple Rain came out, before it left the theaters, I had watched Purple Rain 58 times. I'm not saying I paid 58 times. I'm not saying I paid all 58 times, but I've seen it 58 times. And I kept count of it. Matter of fact, I kept count of it on the Prince poster that I had in my room. Funny, that was the only guy that I ever had hung up in my room. I had, you know, Vanity and many, many other Jet beauties on the wall. But that was the only guy poster I ever had hung up in my room. But, yeah. Saw the movie 58 times before it left the theater. Each time I watch a movie, I said all this to say this. Each time I watch a movie, I see something different. That's why I watch it so many times. Like, the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. Let me tell you guys, man. I watched that maybe twice. Freaking 4 hours long, man. 4 hours long. But I watched it maybe twice. And especially, like, there was stuff that I thought was comical. You know? I used to do this, but I do it a lot now. I kind of nitpick. And when I say nitpick, I see stuff and I ask the question, was that really necessary? You know, there's some things that the camera pick up, but they really don't pay any attention, maybe during editing or whatever. Like, there was this one scene when Wonder Woman was in the bank and this little kid adjusted their glasses. Was it really necessary to adjust your glasses? It's just little stuff, you know? But, yeah, getting back to what I was talking about, Lost in Space. Now, growing up, I was a huge Lost in Space fan. I used to love the Dr. Smith character. He was funny, lazy, funny. And when I was growing up, I picked up his catchphrase. Oh, the pain, the pain. And I used to use it all the time. People never knew what I was talking about, you know, because I would just randomly use it when it wasn't even necessary, you know. I just use it. Oh, the pain, the pain. But yeah, this remake, I was enjoying it. I loved it. And I was kind of glad that, I shouldn't say glad, but I was cool with Corona, COVID-19, you know, shutting down productions of movies and TV shows and all this, because this was going to be the final season of Lost in Space. So I was like, oh man, you know, I was enjoying it. I didn't want it to end. And Netflix has this terrible reputation of having some shows that are really good, then they have it maybe one or two seasons and then end it. Why? You go on to something new. There has been several shows like that. Netflix, get a grip, man. Understand, we humanoids like these shows. Keep them going. Don't just end them. Like you, this is going to be the third season, is going to be its final season. Come on, man. It's a good show. But yeah, humanoids. Don't know what I'm going to do, man. Lost in Space is going to end. But, you know, hopefully sometime soon we will get the last and final season of Lost in Space. And that's another thing too. Netflix, listen up. Even before Corona, you guys had trouble scheduling your shows. You know, you have trouble. Excuse me. You know what, humanoids? I'm going to take a break right here, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about some of the problems that they have. Well, my major gripe with Netflix and scheduling other shows.
Listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Oh, we're back. Hey, humanoids. Alright. Yeah, so, alright, here we go. Now, to me, Netflix has a major problem in how they schedule their shows. Okay, let me tell you guys, there's another series that I like, and I saw season one and season two within a month and a half of each other. Not even a month and a half, about a month. And that was Black Summer. Again, two seasons. It came out the early part of 2021. And then by June, I was watching season two. I seen season one in April, maybe. The end of March, April, something like that. And I'm like, man, how come other networks can't get their stuff together and have it out that fast? Because, like, for instance, Invincible on Amazon Prime, the cartoon, the animated, I like it. I'm enjoying it. I want to see season two. I got to wait till probably next year, around about February, March, somewhere up in there before season two comes out. Now, Netflix. How y'all, I understand you guys probably rushed it, did both seasons, but man, what is taking Lost in Space so long? All right. I'm sorry, humanoids. I just love Lost in Space, man. I love Lost in Space. That was one of the first space related theme shows that I fell in love with and truly liked. Now, Star Trek. I watched Star Trek, but I wasn't a big fan of Star Trek. I never was a big fan of Star Trek. Yeah, you could say I never was a Trekkie. I mean, I watched it, you know, but even back when I was younger and was watching it, it looked corny to me, you know. It looked corny to me. I mean, the sets and everything, you could tell it was fake, you know. It's just, you know. But, yeah, I apologize if you guys hear the fan. It is, like, to me, it is too warm in the house, but it's cooler outside, so the air conditioner hadn't kicked on, and I said, you know what, let me not turn on the air conditioning, you know. It's only me up in the crib anyway, you know? So I don't want to cool the whole house. I just want to chill out in the room that I'm in, you know? So I said, forget it. Let me fire up the fan. And the fan's doing just nice, doing just fine. But, yeah, just me up in the crib, you know? So, but anyway, humanoids, I'm telling you, man, this Netflix, I love you, but you anger me, Netflix. You anger me. Now, there is a show on Netflix. I want to see, I'm fiending for season two, and that is Alice in Borderland. If you guys have not checked it out, I'm telling you, check it out. Alice in Borderland. I would tell you a little bit about it, but I'm not. I want you to watch it. I'm pretty sure you're gonna like it. Alice, remember, like Alice in Wonderland, is Alice in Borderland. Check it out. You guys are gonna like it. It is, and let me, one thing I like about Netflix, I enjoy about Netflix, is their overdubbing. Yeah, Alice in Borderland is it Japanese or Korean? I think it's Japanese. Then again, it may be Korean. I'm not sure. But anyway, the overdub is terrific. That's just like Money Heist. If you guys have not seen Money Heist, check it out. Money Heist is coming out with season 5. Now, I'm kind of lost because I saw season 1 and season 2 I was watching, but then I was like, eh. And then there was a season 3 and then a season 4. See, now I got to go back. I got to check that out. Because from what I seen, it was supposedly a season 5. Really? I thought there were only like 3 seasons. And to me, two just blurred into three. You know, but anyway. Oh, and there's another show that I enjoyed, Humanoids. It's from France. And it's called Lupin. Check that out. Matter of fact, season one and season two came out like, again, just like Black Summer. It came out within months of each other. See, that's what I'm talking about, the scheduling. Come on. You got two seasons of this show, and then you have season one and season two come out within months of each other. And then shows like Lost in Space, I'm still waiting, which the final season was supposed to come out last year, but you know, with COVID and everything, now, you know, hey, what's going on, Netflix? What's going on? Tell me what's on your mind, Netflix. Maybe I can work with you. But Humanoids, these are the shows that I want you to, if you got a Netflix subscription, check them out. Remember, Alice in Borderland, write this down, Alice in Borderland, Lupin, and Black Summer. Check it out. I'm pretty sure you're going to like it. What's up, Humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Humanoids, I hate to have one of those I told you so moments, but today's episode is I told you so moment. Yeah. I need to break it down and tell you guys what I'm talking about, okay? Humanoids, a couple of weeks ago, I did a podcast about staying quiet, about loophole culture, you know, the e-bikes, being quiet, you know, because there was one in particular e-bike rider that I follow on YouTube, where he was just bragging to, like, it seems like everybody ran into, he was bragging about the Surin and how it's kind of like a e-motorcycle more so than a bicycle. And he's bragging about how the pedals are just on there to, you know, fool the cops. And in that video, he mentioned it at least three times. Now, I've seen other videos where he's talking to some of his co-workers or friends or whatever, and he's mentioned it before. And I'm like, dude, just shut up. You don't have to tell everybody. Because guess what? Those people you're telling, like I said before in that podcast episode, those people you're telling this to are not going to go out and buy the Surin. I don't really think they're going to go out and buy an e-bike. So just shut up. So, he did all that, and this past week I was watching another person that I follow on YouTube who's really into the culture, big he's kind of big on YouTube for the culture, and he was watching someone in New York. Now, this guy lives on the West Coast in California. He's watching another YouTuber in New York who rides e-bikes, and he was saying that, you know, keep loophole culture underground, because, yeah, they are... I'm sorry, humanoids. I'm seeing now my producer is telling me I have to take a break. And y'all know what time it is. Humanoids, we gotta pay the bills, man. We gotta keep the lights on, you know, so we gotta pay the bills. So I'm gonna take this little break and come right back.
Well, humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.